Hey gentlemen, this is Robert Nolan. Welcome to the Sword and Shield Devotional. Today we're going to talk about relationships and probably the two extremes in your relationships. So we're not going to be talking about everybody you know and everybody you interact with, but two sides from one end of the bell curve to the other. I'm going to use a concept that's been used quite a bit. It's not a new thing, but I'm going to, as always, apply it through a Christian worldview, through a biblical filter. I'm going to talk today about velvet and sandpaper relationships. If you've never heard this concept before, just hang with me. If you have, maybe hear it in a different way. So if you have a piece of metal, particularly some kind of precious metal, it's got some dirt, residue, fingerprints on it, you're going to want to take care of that. So you're going to get a velvet cloth likely, maybe some cleaning solution, maybe not, but a velvet cloth, because your goal is to polish it while protecting the finish. You want to polish it while protecting the finish. Now, you've got a piece of wood and you want to display it somehow. You want to use it. There's something that's going to be visible. It's going to be used. It's going to be seen. But it's got splinters. It's got rough edges on it. And you want to take care of that. So you're going to get a piece of sandpaper, not velvet. Velvet won't work. You're going to get a piece of sandpaper, some sort of grain and grit on it. And you're going to use some force and you're going to sand down the finish and get the splinters, rough edges off. So for wood, you're trying to get it smooth like the velvet on the precious metal as much as you can to make it functional. So here's the deal though. The common goal in velvet and sandpaper with what you do with those two things is virtually the same for those items. You're trying to improve the finished look. You're trying to make it a little more functional, a little more usable, look better, be better by improving the finished look, okay? But you've got to use two different ways to get there, right? Because it's two different surfaces. Now, let's talk about velvet relationships because those are the most fun. Velvet relationships are those where someone makes us feel good about ourselves. They make us shine. They polish us up. They encourage us. Sandpaper relationships are rough. They're abrasive. And the best way to describe a sandpaper relationship is someone who rubs you the wrong way. Now, think for just a second about one, two, three people in your life who you would call a velvet relationship now that you understand what that means. And then think about the people who right now are sandpaper relationships. We're going to talk a little bit more specifically about those in a minute, but right now, picture those people for yourself, okay? We would all agree that we want as many velvet relationships as we can get. And we would also all agree that we want to get all the sandpaper people out of our lives, like immediately, right? But today we're going to talk about how that's actually not healthy for us. It's not good for us to want those two extremes and to have too much of one and not enough of the other. So, while we're going to hate to admit it, those qualities that bother us the most in others are typically some kind of reflection of one of our own bad habits. Those things are glaring to us because we kind of know inside, I kind of have that tendency, or maybe I do that, or sometimes somebody does it a little and you do it a lot, and that just the fact that they do it a little bothers you, okay? Sometimes we're aware of that, sometimes we're not. But both types of people, velvet and sandpaper, serve a really great purpose in our lives. And here's the thing. As a Christian, God is going to use both. He's going to use both for his purposes. And the ultimate thing of anything in our life is to make us more into the image of Jesus. So the transformational aspect of our Christian lives, God uses relationships, and he uses velvet, and he uses sandpaper. He chooses when they come. He chooses when they go. And what we need to learn to do is not fight it, but cooperate with him on this, because there's always going to be a purpose for it. In fact, pretty much need to understand that we need to be really grateful when the velvet ones come, but we need to be really grateful when the sandpapers come, and we need to look for what he's trying to show us, what he's trying to teach us, okay? So sometimes we need a little shine, and that's what's needed, and a velvet person comes along and does that for us. Other times, we have got a rough edge. It is time to get rid of it, and God will send that along. So a great verse to connect here is Proverbs 27:17. as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Now, when you read that verse, it would be easy to think, well, that's a sounds like a velvet relationship because it's in the Bible, it's in Proverbs, and it's talking about friends. But is it a velvet relationship? Could be a sandpaper relationship. In fact, it's two hard objects rubbing together for the purpose of trying to sharpen the other one. And so, but we don't know whether that's a velvet or sandpaper. Honestly, it depends on the function, right? Depends on the purpose of it. So it's kind of hard to tell. Now, the reality is, if you take a dull knife, let's say the two pieces of iron are knives, you take a dull knife, you take a fairly sharp knife, you rub those two together, guess what? You can't just sharpen the dull knife. You're also going to be sharpening the sharper knife as well. That's just the way it works. You can't control that. The same friction is going to create both to become sharper. You know, when you apply that to relationships, today for me, if I have a young man come and say he wants to talk to me or calls me on the phone, ask me for advice or counsel, there's not going to be a time where I listen to something, where I interact with this person that's young, much younger than me, where I share something and they share something with me, that I'm not going to get something out of it. There's going to be an insight. There's going to be a truth. There's going to be something that I see. Maybe sometimes it's even something that I share that the Lord gives me to them that helps encourages me as well. So that's how, regardless of even if something looks very one-sided in our lives and relationship, God can use that to sharpen us both. So just like it's not possible to only sharpen one blade when you're rubbing two together, that's the same thing in relationships. So what this does is this causes us to reevaluate our sandpaper relationships. We have to look at them as ways, as opportunities to help us grow in a way that the velvet relationships just aren't. You know, sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes the velvet relationships in our lives are people-pleasing people who every time they see you, they want you to feel good about them. So they're always really kind and nice and encouraging to you. Why? Because they're trying to make themselves feel better because they're people pleasers. But that can feel like a velvet relationship when it's really not at all. So there's even ways that those can be dysfunctional and unhealthy and not aren't necessarily velvet, over they may not feel like it. There's a reason why when we reflect back on our lives and we say, yeah, I really had to learn that lesson the hard way. Generally, when we make those statements, we are not talking about velvet. We're talking about a sandpaper season, a sandpaper moment, where the sandpaper had to rub something off of us, help us get rid of a rough edge, a splinter that was harming us and possibly even harming other people. And we had to learn it the hard way through sandpaper. Now, let me tell you a quick personal story that I've shared for many, many years. Before I was married, way back, I had just recommitted my life to the Lord after a season of kind of being prodigal and walking away, and made a circle of Christian friends, some married, some single, but a definite group of friends. We hung out a lot together and encouraged one another. New guy moves into town, starts coming to our church, and starts hanging out with us because we're his, you know, he sees us as peers. Comes in and good guy. But he's really different than me. Personality is very different from me. The way he approaches things is very different from me. Bottom line, before long, I start to not like this guy because he's just, quote unquote, rubbing me the wrong way, right? I feel like he's sandpaper. So one day, this guy comes to me alone. He's very kind. He's very nice. And he says, hey, you know, I get the feeling when I'm around you that you really don't like me. And he said, can we talk about that? Like, help me understand what I'm doing that you don't like. Now, I want you to stop and think about the maturity of this young man, because we were both in our early 20s at this point, maybe around 20. For somebody to come and have the maturity to approach someone that way and not just write them off or call them a name and come back at them or whatever, but to say, help me understand what's going on. What do I need to do? Well, it's funny because he was the one offering to understand and change, and here's what happened to me. So I was like, yeah, man, I'm sorry, but you're right. I've really struggled with you. And I was honest with him. And he said, well, help me understand that. Well, as I began to share with this guy my criticisms of him, what was bothering me about him, the more I said to him about how I felt, the more stupid I looked, the more my opinions just seemed like a knucklehead, the more I was realized, well, all I was really doing was complimenting and encouraging and affirming him and his behavior and his attitude being great, and how I was just really wrong in how I was approaching him. And so finally, I had to stop and go like, man, I'm so sorry for my attitude toward you. I've misjudged you. I've got you wrong. You know, thank you. Thank you so much for being honest. Well, here's what happened. The perception of me having a sandpaper relationship suddenly turned to velvet, because once that communication occurred and I asked for forgiveness, he forgave me. And we became friends, and we even started doing stuff outside of the group together. And so a sandpaper turned into velvet out of honesty and integrity. His integrity, my honesty, okay? So that's a story that I've told forever, because it made such an impact on me, because God used him, my perception of him being sandpaper, to really slap me in the face and help me to realize I had a really bad attitude. And I had to watch in the future for when I started to feel that way towards someone, I had to really stop and question myself. And I would remember that guy and go, okay, what am I doing here? Is this real? Is this me being stupid? Is this me being judging? Like, what is this? And I had to really reevaluate that. I had to ask, am I being fair? Am I judging someone's personality? Is that all I'm doing? Because that's not right. Anytime we just do that. So I've carried that story my entire life, and it really taught me the difference in velvet and sandpaper, but also taught me how much God uses sandpaper in our lives, whether it's real, because, hey, let's face it, sometimes there's people in our lives that they rub a lot of people the wrong way, and they're just rubbing you the wrong way too, and it's hard, and it's difficult, and they're probably not going to change, but you may have to change how you address them. But then there are times you have to realize that this person isn't sandpaper at all. It's my perception. So that's where we have to start to understand our personality, how God's made us, and we have to understand other people and allow for that, figure out why we're feeling what way we're feeling. Why am I calling this person sandpaper? Are they really? And then we also have to do the hard things sometimes and say, God, what are you trying to show me here? What are you trying to teach me? What are you wanting to convict me of? And you're using a person in my life to do that. Is there something in me that I see in them that's bothering me that I really need to change? I don't need to change them. I don't need to expect them to change. I need to allow you to change me, and that's why you're showing me this. So it's really, really important that we understand that iron sharpening iron, people being around other people, relationships, Christian or non-Christian, but particularly with Christians, what we have to do is understand we're constantly going around working to sharpen ourselves and sharpen others. That's part of why God has us here, through relationships. But we're grateful for the velvet, but we're grateful for the sandpaper, because God uses both, and he needs both in our lives. And so in maturity and integrity, we look at all of our relationships and filter them through the Holy Spirit and ask him, show me what you're doing here, God, because I want to cooperate with you, because ultimately he's going to use those things to transform us in the image of Jesus. Guys, thanks so much for listening. If any of these are helpful to you, hope you'll share them with a friend. This is Robert Nolan, the Sword and Shield Devotionals for Men.